The only important thing now is to be really comfortable. So if you can make any changes that make you a bit more comfortable, that's a good thing to do right now. If you need something under your head, lift your head a little bit now. Recommend a cloth over your eyes. Just as one or two strips of fabric could be good. If you've got anything to hand. I don't like eye bags personally because they put too much weight on the eye and they can help you to drop to begin with, but then they stop you dropping any deeper into theta state. Tune from there, take your time to feel out into the space and feel any sound or listen to any sound you can hear at all. There's the noise of the building which you can hear, there may be other sounds, industrial or environmental in any way. And tune into all those sounds you can hear, take a moment to get really comfortable with them. And you make a conscious choice here not to distract yourself with any sound or any other environmental stimulus, knowing full well that if there were an emergency, you would be able to get up very readily, very easily, and deal with it. And it's highly unlikely to happen, so you can choose to not to distract yourself with anything. I'm going to invite you to feel into different parts of your body. Take attention around, flow around the body. You don't have to move anything at all in this approach to yoga nidra. But you can take your attention there. There are different ways of working with yoga nidra as well in terms of whether you have an intention or not. And today I invite you to have no intention at all, nirvikalpa, just to let go into what is. Just for a moment, scan your body from the feet upwards to bring your attention to the soles of the feet. Gently scan your attention up through the ankles and the lower legs. The knees and the thighs, the buttocks, the length of the spine, through the belly and the chest. The shoulders, arms, hands and fingertips, the neck and the head, the whole of the body. Scanning the whole of the body. And then from there, bring your attention to your tongue and feel the tongue. Feel it relax in your mouth and soften and maybe expand a little. And feel any place the tongue contacts in the mouth with touch and the space around the tongue. And feel the bottom lip. The bottom jaw and the upper lip and the upper jaw, and notice any space between the lips, between the teeth. And bring your attention up to the cheeks, the right cheek and the left cheek. And the nose, the right nostril. And the left nostril, and the space in the nostrils, and the breath moving in and out of that space. And then flow your attention up to the right eye, and the left eye, both eyes, the eyelids, eyebrows, and out to the temples, right and left, and both temples together. And the ears, right and left, and both together. And the space between the ears, the space behind the eyes, the space in the head. And the whole of the head, the crown of the head, and the back of the head, and the neck, the whole of the neck. And the shoulders, the right shoulder and the left shoulder. And both shoulders. Both shoulders. And let your attention flow down the right arm, the upper arm down to the elbow, and the elbow to the wrist, and the wrist to the thumb, and the thumb to the first finger, and the second finger, the third finger, the fourth finger, the back of the palm itself. Bring your attention now to the left arm, the upper arm and the elbow, the lower arm and the wrist, back of the palm itself, the thumb and the tip of the thumb, and the fingers and the tips of the fingers, the first finger, the second, third and the fourth, and the whole of the left hand and the whole of the right hand, the whole of the left arm and the whole of the right arm, and both arms together. And you feel the chest and the ribs, the individual ribs and the space between the ribs. Feel any movement of the breath and the space in the lungs. Feel the belly, the whole of the belly, and any movement in the belly. And feel the groin and the space in the groin, the space between the thighs. And bring your attention to the length of the spine, from the back of the head along through the neck, curving down and towards the floor through the chest and up again off the floor in the lower back and towards the pelvis. And feel each of those bones, each of those vertebrae and the spaces between them. The muscles wrapping around them along the length of the back all the way down to the pelvis where you feel the contact to the ground with your bum. And you'll feel the thighs reaching out from there towards the knees. You feel the whole of the knees, right and left, the whole of the knees. And the lower leg, right side and left side. And the heels, right and left. The ankles, right and left. The top of the foot, or feet, right and left. The soles of the feet, right and left. And the big toes of the right foot. And then the second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and the little toe. And the big toe of the left foot, and the second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and little toe. So both feet, both legs. Both feet, both legs. Feeling the whole of the body. The whole of the body, from the feet to the head to the feet. Hand to hand, front to back. The whole body resting on the floor. The whole body resting on the floor. Breath entering and breath leaving. Breath entering and breath leaving. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. Nowhere to be but here, letting go. Letting go more and more deeply. Some people feel like they float. Some people feel like they sink. Some people feel like they're drifting. Some people feel like they're dissolving. You know, it doesn't matter what it feels like particularly. What matters is you allow the feeling to arise and you allow it to be fully present. Allow it to flow and it will change anyway. It's allowing everything to be exactly as it is. Allowing everything to be exactly as it is. Sustaining your attention on your breath a little bit. Just really bring your attention into the process of the breathing, wherever you feel it. Maybe you feel the belly moving. Maybe you feel the ribs opening. Maybe you feel the movement of the air in and out of the nostrils. Maybe you'll feel the temperature of the air. Whatever you feel, allow that feeling and just follow it with your mind. Take your mind deep into that. Sustaining your attention on the breath. Just feeling that breath process wherever you feel it. Just for a moment longer. Imagine your body just feeling very heavy, so heavy that you couldn't even move it if you wanted to. It's almost like the muscles can't do anything right now. Like you're being pulled into the boards of the floor. And somehow that feeling feels okay. Just allow it. And then dissolve it completely. Dissolve it completely and get the feeling as if you're floating slightly. Just above the floor almost, levitating. Like you're light as a feather. Like thistle down on a summer's day. And then let go of that feeling as well. Imagine your body's cold. Winter's icy wind blowing through you. Then drop that feeling and create a feeling of being warm, like you're being warmed on a beach in the tropical sun, in some meadow somewhere, or a beautiful place. And the sunshine is permeating through your skin in the most beautiful way. And then let go of that sensation as well. And create a sensation of feeling sad, upset. And let go of that. And create a feeling of feeling joyous, sparkling, happy, laughter even. And let go of that. Create a feeling of darkness on the inside, like the whole of your body is filled with velvety darkness. From the top of the head to the toes, front to back. And then from your heart space, emanate out a feeling of radiance and light until the whole of your body feels like it's light, sparkling. And then let go of that too. Imagine you're floating. Like thistledown into the sky. Out of the window, gone. And you could travel anywhere. Anywhere you wanted. You find yourself landing in some place that you've not been before, but it looks very beautiful. And you look down and look around you and start to explore this new terrain, this new place. Compelling beauty of being here. The novelty, the newness of the things you're finding, this and allow yourself to find whatever treasure there is here, whatever beauty, whatever joy in each moment in this place. As you continue your exploration of what this terrain is like. Gradually you find yourself walking towards a tree. A beautiful old tree. Deep roots like sinuous serpents going down into the earth. Massive trunk rising up, wrinkled bark. And above it, ancient old branches covered in vivid green leaves. Under the tree and around the tree are ferns and mushrooms. Flowers of every kind. Living in the tree are squirrels, mice, and birds, and you can hear them. You can smell the earth. And you fold your blanket and sit down on it at the base of the tree, with the tree behind you, facing towards the sun. You can drop into most sublime, beautiful, spacious, meditative practice you've ever done in your life. You find content and comfort in the body, ease and spaciousness in the mind.
Just rest in this place, in this practice. Allowing yourself to go into the space the vast open space between thoughts, feelings, allowing your mind to extend into the vast open space between atoms or inside of atoms.
As you gradually come out of this meditative space, you can gently vibrate your brain with some humming or some mantra om. Feel how the vibration affects your brain. Notice how good it feels. Sounds around you. Listen to every single sound you can hear, either far or near. Feel the air on your skin, the clothes on your skin, and breath moving in and out. Feelings of touch. Whatever you can see behind your closed eyes, outer vision and inner vision. Whatever you can taste in your mouth. One taste. And whatever you can smell, whatever can be smelled. And just welcome back all your ideas and thoughts and meanings and narratives, all the stories of your life. Invite them back with appreciation. You take a deep breath. Very slowly begin to move the fingers and the toes. Feel that movement of mind through the nerves into the muscles as you do that gentle movement. Slowly play with that, extending that movement through the hands into the wrists, from the toes into the ankles. Maybe the hands could roll in and out or play with what's possible in terms of movement there. And slowly, slowly bring that up the arms, into the forearms and the elbows. And up into the shins and the knees maybe. And up into the hips, shoulders. So the shoulders can roll maybe in and out and get little rotational movements. So your pelvis is softly moving from side to side. And when you're ready, you can bring the knees up one at a time to the chest. And take your time, there's no urgency. Very gently. Hug them in and roll softly from side to side if that feels good. When you're ready, roll onto your side. Let's go onto the right hand side. Unless you want to go on the left, of course. Take some time to enjoy this shape and the feelings that go with it. There's a certain softness or vulnerability maybe, and also a certain creativity in my experience in this space, this feeling space of a slightly embryonic fetal position. It's like being a newborn or something. Enjoy your time here. Take the most out of it that you can. Going to come up out of this, I'd like you to try and drop your head completely as you come up, so let the head hang down to last. So you put your palm down, your upper arm, put that palm down on the floor and gently press that palm into the ground, the upper arm palm, and it'll give you a route from which you can ease yourself up. It's almost like spiraling up out of this fetal position, slowly coming up, letting your head hang down to the last moment. This is now over. So I just want to complete the practice with a chant, just three mantras, three times mantra Om together. thank you, thank you, thank you.